Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is the place for your fantasy football draft party. Choose the $30 deal with 30 traditional or 40 boneless wings. Or spring for the $60 deal and get even more. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation vary.
If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, there's one place you should go if you're a stick carrier, and that's Mastro Subaru. They got two locations throughout Central Florida serving stick carriers throughout the I-4 corridor in Orlando and one right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue and the Veterans Expressway. Mastro Subaru, where you can get special stick carrier pricing just for saying you're a stick carrier. Check them out, MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family.
Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Let's get it.
Uncensored, as we wind down the preseason. What'd I tell you? We all get jacked up for the start of training camp, then jacked up for the first preseason game, and then you're like, oh shit, this is long. It's long, it's full priced. Can we get to the real games already? They're just moments away. Moments away. We're a week and a half away from jumping on a plane and going to New Orleans. I say we because I will be there. Will you? It's Bourbon Street Takeover. Details at fanretreat.com, joebucksfan.com. I adjusted my flight. I added a hotel room. I said, if I'm going to do it big, I'm going to do it big then. And so we're flying up on Friday. Staying two nights, flying back Sunday night. Cannot wait. Cannot wait. I was sitting here just before I hit record. And I'm telling you, I pulled up the Bucks roster. I mean, that's about as much research as I'm going to do because that's why you listen to Bucks Uncensored. There's no script. There's no planning out of topics. I knew that I was like, I want to pick three players and just talk about them, that they need to play well in this final preseason game to make the roster. And so I start going down the roster, and I'm like, wait a second. I mean, it could happen. It may have happened in the past, but I start to look at this roster and there's not a lot of questions I have about who should make it and who shouldn't. Am I really going to nitpick the last three roster spots that are ever-changing throughout the regular season? No. That's not why you come to this podcast. You come to this podcast because it's real. It's not full of made-up storylines. It's not full of made-up scenarios or topics to get your heart racing. It is straight from the heart. So as I look at this roster, what I do see is depth. The players that I don't see making the roster that could be on the bubble are legit candidates for the practice squad, maybe even more so than what the Bucks have had in the past. And I feel like the depth, in particular wide receiver, even corner with the young players they have there, offensive line, quarterback. I mean, Ryan Griffin has shown me something this preseason. I think it's those positions are as deep as I've seen them in a long time for this team. Now, cornerback is more depth than top-level talent. We hold that with Carlton Davis and MJ Stewart. But when you start to factor in Grimes, Stewart, Davis, Hargraves isn't going anywhere. Ryan Smith, who they've invested a lot of time in. And as I said, Ryan Smith is the fifth corner, is much different than Ryan Smith as a starting corner. I mean, JV and Elliott, probably out. Josh Robinson, not, but he didn't play corner. He pretty much just plays special teams. That's much better depth than what they've had in the past. Yeah, are there going to be some guys that we're going to be surprised to see go? Sure. I mean, are we going to see six receivers kept? Is the combination of Freddie Martino, Bobo Wilson, and Bernard Reedy, are they fighting for one roster spot? Do they have to keep six? Do they end up keeping four running backs? When you start to think about Peyton Barber, who's not going anywhere, Jaquizz Rodgers, veteran, Ronald Jones, second-round rookie, but then this Sean Wilson. You know, did Charles Sims' injury open the door for a Sean Wilson to be a threat on third downs, to be used in the return game? The Bucs seem to be high on him. So, is Sean Wilson fighting for a roster spot in the final preseason game? You just hope that through all the practices, through the first three games of the preseason, that it's 99.99% done. Could something spectacular happen? Could Sean Wilson run for 200 yards? Okay, how do you cut him at that point? Okay, I see. I get it. But for the most part, debating Jack Sitchie and Devontae Bond and Cameron Lynch, that's not what this podcast is all about. Plenty of podcasts out there that are going to talk X's and O's and dive into the fourth team. I don't care about that. You know who I care about? The guys who are going to play in the regular season that are hopefully going to win us games this year. That's who I care about. Yeah, I'll watch the game on Thursday night. I will. But the guys I'm keyed in on are the guys I believe are going to be making the team. It's an absolute joke what the NFL gets away with in charging full price for these preseason games. Not one starter, maybe not even one backup, is going to play Thursday night. And while I'm giving away tickets, you're giving away tickets, everyone wants to go on Facebook and just give away their tickets, which, by the way, we don't want the Stick Carrier Facebook page to be, and I get it. I want to give my tickets to Bucks fans. Listen, I get it. But you don't want to see every post saying, hey, I want to give my tickets away. First off, doesn't look good. Now, last preseason game, that's a different story. But people were doing it during the regular season last year. I got to give my tickets. No, I got to give my tickets. No, I got to give my tickets. And every fucking post is about giving tickets away. I don't know how I got on that tangent, but we'll do what we did last year. One post pinned at the top for ticket exchange. I think that's the easiest way to do it. But I digress. Last preseason game. Who am I going to have my eye on? Well, it depends on who's playing. Right? And I've got the roster in front of me. This is how I do things. So, I'll tell you who I would play and also who I'd have my eye on. We'll start in the defensive backfield. I mean, I would play Ryan Smith, and I would play him maybe a majority of the game. Still has a lot to prove. Still has a lot of work to do to develop. Still like his size, and I like his, oh boy, I'm running out of things I like about Ryan Smith. Shit. I think he's worthy. I like the experience. I think he's worthy to have as a fifth corner, but I'd play him. If he gets injured, he gets injured. So I'm playing Ryan Smith. I'll play JV and Elliott. I'll let them duke it out with some of the lesser-known players. Defensive line, I mean, it's just about set, right? Curry, Pierre-Paul, Noah Spence, Golston. I mean, if we're talking about just the defensive ends. Will Clark is an interesting one. They've liked Will Clark. I think he's got that nice size, the arm length and all that stuff. Depth-wise, doesn't hurt to have a body like that at 6'6", 275, especially when there's so much uncertainty as to whether or not Noah Spence can stay healthy. And then if he stays healthy, is he going to do anything on the field? Because we have not seen it. Defensive tackle, now there's where the depth is not as strong because injuries have hit that position, whether it's Vita Vea. It's so amazing to me how naive some fans can be. He's a bust. It's still the fucking preseason. It's the fucking preseason. People want to say that Vea's a bust, Ronald Jones is a bust, 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 bust. Holy shit. I'm not going to go into all that. I'm going to just say Vea, Unrein, Bo Allen's dealt with some injuries. Yeah, I'm concerned at defensive tackle. Jarrell Worthy was signed recently. You know, he's got some experience. We've seen Devontae Lambert sticking around for a few years with the Bucs. They got to get these guys healthy and ready to go for New Orleans. And while Mark Ingram might not be in there, the Saints have always had success against the Bucs when they establish a run game. Always. Always. When they rely heavily on the pass, the Bucs normally win, believe it or not. It's when the Saints start gashing the Bucs on the ground, which then opens up their pass game. And then it is... uh-oh, Loserville. So I don't know how close these guys are to returning. I hope it's very close because the depth of defensive tackle has been concerning this preseason. Linebackers, we talked about it already. You know, Sitchy, Riley Bullock, Cameron Lynch, Devontae Bond. I mean, I can tell you this. Quan Alexander, Levante David. You know, those guys are in. We know about the injury to Beckwith, so he's in. I don't think you count against the roster, so that's good. Darius Taylor. I think he's proven a Darius Glant, a Darius Taylor. But, I mean, he's been really solid when he's been in there. They seem to like Riley Bullock. They've played him some at strong side linebacker. You know. Devontae Bond, I think they wanted him to be something that he's just not. He's dealt with an injury in training camp. He's dealt with injuries really since they drafted him. When he's been healthy, he's done nothing. Quite frankly, I'm okay pulling the plug on that one and giving a young guy in Sitchie or Riley Bullock or players like that, even Cameron Lynch, who can contribute on special teams. I'd take all three of those guys over Devontae Bond. Just haven't seen enough from him. So linebacker, I mean, pretty set. Offensive line, as I said, solid. But who's starting? I told you earlier on in the preseason, camaraderie, chemistry along the offensive line is important. But now Donovan Smith's been out. Ali Marpet was out last game. Now he's going to be healthy and ready to go regular season. Ryan Jensen's been in there the entire preseason. Caleb Benenock's been banged up with a knee injury. Damar Dotson is still coming back from an injury. And there's a lot of shit going on the offensive line. Now, the good news is Donovan Smith says he's good. Ali Marpet's going to be fine. Caleb Benenock should be ready to go. And Damar Dotson should be ready. So they should all be ready to go. But the same concern I had earlier on in the preseason about chemistry and camaraderie is still going to be the same heading to New Orleans, which is one of the loudest places to play. Donovan Smith has never played next to Ali Marpet. Ali Marpet's never played next to Donovan Smith or Ryan Jensen in a regular season game. Jensen's never played next to Caleb Benenock or Ali Marpet in a regular season game. Caleb Benenock has never played next to Jensen and has barely played at right guard. And Damar Dotson has barely played next to Caleb Benenock. I mean, they might be your five best offensive linemen, but that's concerning to me. You know, there's been so much rotation along the Bucs offensive line from year to year and then during the season last year. For the love of God, can we not rotate offensive linemen in the middle of series or series to series? That's not how you build an offensive line. That's how you destroy an offensive line. And I think we're going to get to the point where some of these younger players, the Lidke, is that how you say his name? I thought he played well in the last preseason game. Alex Kappa, who they drafted and they're high on. Leonard Wester, who's been injured, but I think they still believe in him, and he's going to come back and be a backup. You know, they're able to develop these offensive linemen behind their starters. And eventually, if these guys, if Caleb Benenock keeps going down with an injury, then fuck him. We're going to get guys in there that are going to stay healthy and be able to build chemistry and camaraderie along the offensive line. But if you want to go to New Orleans and win, you better stop the run. You better establish some sort of a run game. Period. Quarterback's good. They're keeping three. Griffin's done so much this preseason. He's going to be Ryan Fitzpatrick's backup. But even when Jameis comes back, he's there. Griffin's there. Running back's interesting. As I said, I think you got Thury and Barber, Jones, and Rodgers. But this Sean Wilson. Adds some speed, returnability, maybe a threat on third downs. Could Sean Wilson be what the Bucs always wanted Charles Sims to be? We'll see what they think about him during those final cuts. Safety's also interesting. We know Evans makes it. We know Conte makes it. They love Chris Conte. We know Jordan Whitehead makes it. Then who? Isaiah Johnson's got some playing time early. Keith Tandy's been around for a long time, contributes on special teams. And Godwin Igwebeke. I haven't seen a lot from him. But I remember being, pretty impressed they were able to get him as an undrafted free agent after the draft this year. You know, I'm not going to sit here and try and predict the final roster. I'm so intrigued when the final roster is done, when the cuts are made, and then trying to decipher how they came to that decision. I think that'd be cool. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I do the weekend, Labor Day weekend, once the cuts are made. And then I go grill out and go in the pool pretty much the entire weekend, which is my plans. Tight ends, we know that. Cameron Brate, O.J. Howard, you know, Anthony Auclair, Canadian, and Alan Cross. You got to keep Alan Cross. You know he's a stick carrier. Fullback, tight end. He's just one of those guys that doesn't look the part, but damn it, he gets the job done. And like I've said before, when you have some combination of Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, DeSean Jackson, Adam Humphries, O.J. Howard, Cameron Brate, Peyton Barber, Ronald Jones, then you sneak in an Alan Cross at fullback and you put him out in the flat, ain't nobody going to be there. He's always open. Alan Cross is always open. You can't do it all the time. But damn it, strategically, first down, second down, to get you 6 yards in the flat, I'll take it. I will take it. And wide receiver, absolutely loaded. Loaded. Evans, Jackson, Godwin, Humphries, Justin Watson, they are all making the team. And look at the decision you have to make. Bernard Reedy, Bobo Wilson, Freddie Martino. Shoo. You know, they could go with Freddie Martino. Listen, there's two ways to look at it. And I don't think either bodes well for Bernard Reedy. I think you look at Freddie Martino as a player with experience, good route runner, can catch the ball, has contributed in the regular season for the Bucs before. But then you look at Bobo Wilson. Young player, was a rookie last year, made some plays, especially later on in the season, could be a bigger playmaker than Freddie Martino, but maybe not as solid as a route runner or as reliable as a catcher as Freddie Martino. So which do you want if you're keeping six receivers? Do you want a potential guy that can be a game breaker type, but maybe not as reliable in terms of route running or catching? Or do you want a guy, hey, we've dealt with a lot of injury. If the sixth receiver's getting in, you've dealt with some injuries. We've dealt with a lot of injuries. We just need somebody that we can rely on. Then maybe you go with Freddie Martino. Again, I'm not predicting. I'm just intrigued as to how this final roster plays out. And by God, I am so excited to get past this bullshit last preseason game. God bless you if you're going to the game. I don't think when the Bucs have hosted the fourth preseason game, I don't think I've gone in 10 years. In the last 10 times, maybe. It is just not my cup of tea. Just not. So let's get through it. Let's jump on a plane. Let's go to New Orleans and beat the fuck out of the Saints. Bucs takes next. This is Bucs Uncensored.
Bucs Uncensored.
You've heard me for years say, don't forget to try that devil crab. Well, a lot of you live outside of the Tampa Bay area. Bricado's Sandwich Shop, they've got the best devil crab and best Cuban sandwich in town. But if you don't live in Tampa, how are you going to get it? Well, I've got news for you. Bricado's ships their devil crab, their Cuban sandwiches, and all of their other food nationwide. Get more information on how you can get that devil crab delivered right to your door at BricadosSandwich.com.
Bucs Uncensored.
Drop top, Porsche, Rolling change. Cardi B's straight stunning, can't tell me nothing. Bossed up and I changed the game. It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat ass got all them boys cooked. We're from dollar bills, now we popping rubber bands. Bruno Sang, tell me while I do my money dance. Like, flexing on the gram like, hit the Lil Jon, okay.
It's Bucks Uncensored. Bucks Takes coming your way in moments. FanRetreat.com. We're a week and a half away from going to New Orleans. You can still sign up. FanRetreat.com, pretty much a travel website for sports fans. You can go there. You can get your flight, hotel, ticket to the game, transportation to and from the airport going to be included as well. So it's going to be a blast. A lot of people flying up first thing Saturday morning, flying back after the game. I'm going up on Friday so that Holly and I can have a nice dinner on Friday night before the insanity starts Saturday morning. So as you all show up to New Orleans and to the hotel, the New Orleans Marriott there on Canal Street, who knows, I might just be sitting in the lobby waiting for you, wondering, where the fuck have you been? Cannot wait to see all of you there. FanRetreat.com, FanRetreat.com, JoeBucksFan.com. All right, let's get some Bucks takes on and get out of here and get this final preseason game out of the way. We'll start with a guy who's going to join us on Bourbon Street. It's Outlaw. Hello, Outlaw.
Yo, 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 what's up, frat brothers and sisters? Man, it's less than 10 days away from New Orleans, and I am stoked. I can't wait to get out there and go down Bourbon Street with all you crazy bastards and drinking the Hurricanes and watching my football, our football team, get victory number one on week number one. It's going to be friggin' awesome. I remember last year with Irma and that whole just week. We just never got last season off right. And this season, we're going to do it right. In New Orleans and Bourbon Street, let's fucking go, man. I just want to fucking go now and wait, but got work to do. Anyway, so I love Peyton Barber on Friday night, man. I tell you what, I wasn't really a real big believer on Peyton Barber. I went back and watched the Game Pass 45-minute condensed version of it, and I'm a believer. That guy is trusting his gaps. He's hitting his holes, and that 11-yard touchdown run where he looked like he was stopped for 2 or 3 yards lost in the backfield, fought through it, hit his gap. When's the last time we saw a touchdown run from the Buccaneers more than 5 yards out? It's been a while, so that was great to see. I'm a believer. I'm a little worried about the depth of running back, so I'm anxious to see what they do in this next wave of free agency when the cuts come down, if there's any veterans out there that we can add to get a little depth. But, hey, can't wait for Bourbon Street. Keep chugging along, folks. Get your reservations if you haven't done it already. All right. Hey, Justin, do me a favor. It's been a while since we heard that Mark the Mailman NFC anthem, and with the opening week being an NFC South division game, I'd like to hear it again. Especially that. I like that part about how long is that motherfucker going to play football. All right, guys. Till then, till next time, speak softly. Carry a big stick. Crush it.
Bucks. Uncensored.
The Bucks are fucking hot, you know, and that ain't gonna change. But first, let's take a look at all the teams they have to play. Cam Newton is a little bitch, he won't jump on the ground to get his fumble back and have a chance to win the crown. Jameis would, without a doubt, so Newton is a fag. The Panthers took it up the gas and I ain't seen no more dab. That's what you get for naming your son Chosen, you motherfucker. The Falcons could have won it all, but started jacking off. All they had to do was turn around and hand it off. Matty Ice is a stupid name, freezing ain't no good. Next time we see that pretty boy, we'll take him to the hood. Julio Schmido. Now we got all your coaches, motherfuckers. What is there to say about the Saints? They're fucking gay. Their quarterback is 5 feet tall and Cooks has gone away. If that little asshole Breeze ruins one more year, I'll break his fucking shoulder again and drown myself in beer. How long is that motherfucker gonna play football? As you see, the South is full of mama's boys and jits. Bucks fans, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
I can never get enough of that. Mark the Mailman, the original. The original Bucks anthem. First song he ever did right here on Bucks Uncensored last year. And I believe, now this is a rumor that I had heard, but Jason Light called Dirt Cutter into his office. They played that very song, both laughing hysterically. Again, rumor. I don't know if it's true or not. It's just what I've heard from a couple sources. Does that make it real? I don't know. Thank you, Outlaw, and thank you, Mark the Mailman. Let's go from Outlaw all the way down to Brazil, our buddy Alexander. Hello, Alexander.
Yo, Justin. Yo, stick carriers. Alexander from Brazil here. Checking in after a period of absence. Just to say, man, I'm pumped up. I'm really pumped up for this season. I said it more than once in this podcast before that I believe the Bucks can go 3-0. But I haven't realized that actually it's 4-0! 4-0! Come on, guys! We can totally do it! Saints are not a very good team at the beginning of the season. The same we can say about the Steelers. And as far as I know, Eagles, they are not that good anymore. I don't know. I think Wentz will probably not play for the first two games of the season. Nick Foles is a little banged up also. So 3-0, and come on, Chicago, we can do it. We can totally do it. Come on, Bucks. And I really like the games so far. I actually could see the last game live here from Brazil, and it was awesome. I almost destroyed my house when Humphreys took the ball all the way through. Oh my God, that was awesome. So, Bucks fans, speak softly and get that big motherfucking stick!
Whoa, the guy is fired up. I mean, don't stop at 4-0. 16-0, shock the world. Bucks against the world. Alexander all the way down there in Brazil. Hey, I forgot to mention, so now Carson Wentz and Alshon Jeffrey are going to be out for that week 2 matchup. All right, let's not get ahead of ourselves. No matter who's on the field, it is going to be tough. It's going to be tough. You know what? The Bucks can't overlook anyone this year because everyone's going to be overlooking them. Hopefully that's good news for us as fans. A guy we haven't heard from in a long time. Stick Carrier is moving all over the United States of America. We love him. Let's bring him back. Hello, Yusuf.
Hey, Justin. This is Yusuf out here in Phoenix, Arizona. In case you're confused, yes, I was living in Minnesota, but me and my wife decided to move down here. She loved it down here. I'm actually was born and raised down here, so this is my home, and I'm so happy to be back. Not sure if you remember me, but it's been a while since I've done a Bucks take, and I don't know what to say because I feel like I want to say so much, but I'll start with the preseason. So this preseason has looked great. Jameis Winston has looked fantastic. He's been calm, poised, and focused in the pocket. He seems to be a different player, a better player, more just. He seems to make better decisions, and granted, I know this is preseason, so this whole team has to prove themselves come regular season, but I'm excited. I love what I'm seeing on the offensive line. Peyton Barber, Ronald Jones, I'd like to see play better, but he's only a rookie. He'll be fine. I would like to see people stop comparing him to Doug Martin because it's really fucking annoying. He's a different player. Give him a chance. The defensive line, I'm still a little concerned about. They have shown flashes of greatness as far as like getting pressure, but it hasn't been consistent. So I want to see more consistency. Again, all of this doesn't matter because maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the defensive line will end up playing great start, beginning of the season, but we don't know. I'm just taking everything with a grain of salt. I'm just keeping the level head. Anyways, Justin, I'm going to get going. I know this went a little long, but I figured it was long overdue. Keep up the great work. Continue to do what you do. I appreciate you having this podcast and giving us all the opportunity to voice our opinions and just be fans of the Bucks. Anyways, Justin, as always, speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick.
All right, Yusuf, good to hear you again. Going from Minnesota out to Phoenix. That's going to do it. That's it. A couple of Bucks takes. Some takes about this. Let's just get this over with, right? The next time you'll hear my voice on a podcast, it's going to be game week. And I don't mean this pretend preseason bullshit game week. I mean fucking game week. Let's make it happen. Let's go to New Orleans. Let's shock the NFL. And let's come home and defend our home turf. Take back Ray J. It's going to be an uphill battle early on. The team's got to meet us halfway. But the fan base is ready. If the team meets us halfway, there's no telling what we can all do together. It will be special. Thanks to our sponsors, Buffalo Wild Wings. Fantasy football is here. Only one place you should be doing your fantasy draft this fantasy football season, and that is B-Dubs. Went to Buffalo Wild Wings Friday night instead of going into Raymond James Stadium. When the skies opened up, we were like, we had to make a decision. Do we rough it, not knowing if or when the game was going to be played, or do we go to B-Dubs? Have amazing wings, by the way. Christian from Headlines Barbershop goes, so it's me, Holly, and Christian. And Christian goes, no, got to get the wings well done. I'm like, well done? God, I don't want to. Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Okay. So we got some medium wings. We got some garlic parm, Parmesan garlic there, and lemon pepper. We had a lot of food and a lot of alcohol. They're outstanding. So a couple of things. Oh, we also got cheese curds. It's fine. And shots and a lot of beer. Cheese curds. Our waitress said, get, is it caramel or caramel? I like caramel better. Caramel sauce and dip the cheese curds in it. Might sound disgusting. It was fucking amazing. And Christian said, get the wings well done. Holy shit. So fucking good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Masters, Subaru. Listen, try going and shopping for a car. You know, they're haggling you. They're this. They got to negotiate. You go to Masters, Subaru and tell them you're a stick carrier, you get a discount. You get a discount. I mean, why wouldn't you just go see? They've got pre-owned vehicles. They've got new vehicles. Go to Masters, Subaru. Check them out. They're stick carriers. They're Bucks fans. Y'all want to go on Facebook and say, I only want to give my tickets to Bucks fans. Mastro Subaru is run by Bucks fans. They got a location in Orlando. They got one right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue right next to the Veterans. Check them out online. They got all their inventory there, MastroSubaru.com. And go by, meet Pete and Steve and just tell them you heard them on Bucks Uncensored, man. They'll be like, oh, shit, they'll probably have a button-down shirt. They'll open up their shirt. They got the stick carrier shirt underneath. That's how devoted those guys are. Bricado Sandwich Shop, we love that devil crab. We love that Cuban sandwich, and we love Bricados. Been around for a while. Drinkb4.com. You ever get hangovers? Sure you do. As I get older and older, it's harder and harder to recover. Until I found out about B4. It's what you drink before you drink. You drink before, avoid the hangover. The next day, you are up and at 'em. Drinkb4.com. You can go on there. Check out all the supplies, and they are available at ABC Liquors throughout the state of Florida. If you're out of state, just go to drinkb4.com. They'll ship it right to your house. Christian from Headlines Barbershop. I am going to get the best fucking fade. I'm going to be, it's going to be so faded up, nice and tight and high. And I mean, I'm going to look like, I mean, something. I mean, how do the, Samer, how do the kids say it? I don't know. You know, I'm used to the dad haircut. I got my hair cut with Christian the other day, and it was like, Holly's like, oh my God, you look like 15 years younger. I was like, all right, let me show you how young I can be. I did. Christian, and of course, thanks to all of you. Thanks to JoeBucksFan.com. Check out this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Ad, Pod. It's everywhere. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. That's it for this edition of Bucks Uncensored. We will end as we end all podcasts. In the words of the Godfather, Dirk Cutter, he said these words, it sparked the stick carrier movement. But I play them for you in a much more harmonious voice.
Bucks fans, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
A classic, Mark the Mailman, nailed it.
Go Bucks.